With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. On Monday, NPR's Morning Edition aired a story about Plains resident Sav Valentine, who received a bill of more than $500,000 for 14 weeks of dialysis at a Missoula clinic. Thursday, Fresenius, the dialysis company that sent him the bill, said they would waive it. Valentine, a 50-year-old personal trainer, says he felt relief at the news.
It felt like a victory, you know. It felt righteous.
There was also disappointment that he had to fight a life-threatening kidney failure, then face potential bankruptcy over a bill Valentine felt was unwarranted.
It speaks to people who will basically sell their soul to extract money from people who are dying. So it just felt really wrong from the very beginning, you know, like when there's a hurricane and they try to sell water for $10 a gallon and this kind of stuff, you know, scalping the stuff, essentially.
Valentine began dialysis in January after feeling progressively run down for months. He received treatment at a Fresenius clinic in Missoula, 70 miles away from his home in rural Plains. Then, a few days later, Valentine got notice from his insurance provider, Allegiance, that he was out of network and his family would need to pay for anything not covered by their insurance. But Valentine needed dialysis 3 days a week to survive, and he says he was told Montana didn't have an in-network facility, so he continued to visit the Missoula clinic. Valentine says no one would tell his family how much the sessions cost, then the bills came all at once.
It was just boom, $140,000, $145,000, and then a month and a half or so later, boom, $540,000. And they wanted it in 10 days and had already started sending us collection notices.
Fresenius charged Valentine nearly $14,000 per session, about 59 times the $235 Medicare pays. Valentine says one of the nurses who treated him at the Fresenius clinic contacted him on Facebook Thursday with stories of others struggling under the weight of gargantuan charges.
She's had patients who were eating cat food because they couldn't afford the bills and their own food. Which is funny because they always assign you a dietitian and tell you to do follow these guidelines. And she's had people approach her about wanting to commit suicide because of these bills.
Valentine says most dialysis patients look like zombies, pale without energy to navigate the process. His wife, Jessica, a physician, was his advocate on days spent recovering from sessions. A Fresenius spokesperson said the company waived Valentine's bill because he should have been treated as in-network from the beginning, as Allegiance's parent company has a contract with the dialysis provider. But Valentine says that's backpedaling after his story received a rash of media attention this week.
You know, it's a slap in the face because we were doing research and talking with them, and Jessica would be on the phone for 4 hours at a time on her days off. But it's greed. I mean, I'm fine with capitalism. I'm fine with them making a profit, even if they charge double what it costs them to do it, or who knows, maybe even triple. But to mark stuff up, well, in some of the cases, Jessica found it was 4,600%.
Now, Valentine is preparing for a kidney transplant. There's not much he would do differently following his billing ordeal. He felt he dotted all his I's and crossed all his T's from the beginning. So what advice would he give to others in his situation?
The main thing is you have to have a team, a support team that knows what's what, because they lie. You know, they absolutely lie to you on the phone, in person. They smile, you know, and lie to your face.
Kevin Trevlin, Montana Public Radio.